back to the Steve Cochran Show.
What a chance there to the back. Machado. They battle in the corner. It's finessed by Keith around for a feed in front. Score! Tames to Bickel with 1:16 to go in the third. Oduya shot deflected. Scramble. They score! Ballin 3-2 with less than a minute to go.
There has not been an important National Hockey League game. I mean, a really important National Hockey League game in the last, who knows what, how many years that Doc Emmerich hasn't done. He's the guy. He's your go-to guy.
No question.
He's the man. And he's good enough to join us as hockey gets restarted after this odd midwinter break. Good morning, Doc. How are you, my friend?
It's great to talk to you guys again, and I'm happy that even though the Cats lost last night, that there's talk of a tournament this year.
Yeah, now, Dave, take us through that, because I think Doc would have the same question that I would have. They've got Rutgers, and then they've got Illinois. If they beat Rutgers and Illinois, and they should, are they in pretty good shape?
I mean, I think they're in pretty good shape now, Steve and Doc. I just think that you have to be, as somebody within the program said to me the other day, until you get to a point where you can lose – you don't have to worry about losing whatever games are ahead of you, and you know you're still in, then until then, you're not. It's not done.
Right.
But I think they're in very good shape, and it's very exciting, and they've played really well, and you know, they had a rough one last night against a very good Maryland team, but they'll bounce back.
You agree with that, Doc? Because if you don't, we'll have Dave thrown out of the building.
Well, it's like we learned in the last 10 minutes or so, it's the selection committee is like the Federal Reserve. It's highly political.
See, there you go. That's fantastic.
Very true.
Doc, I took on a challenge there to try to make the Fed topic interesting enough to keep me awake. It worked for me. Do you feel we lost any listeners?
I don't think so. I stayed with you through it all. As a matter of fact, I remember the sixth grade civics, it was called, I guess, and the way to remember the top five for the First Amendment was RASPY, religion, assembly, press, speech, I got them out of order, and then petition. And you guys did really well on that.
Yeah, I can't believe I want the religion and that I've lost on the easy ones. All right, so hockey's back. What game are you doing this weekend?
I have Hockey Day in America, which will be four games, including the Blackhawks playing in Buffalo on Sunday evening, but we have four games all day. It's one day a year on a Sunday that's devoted to that. We start out with Washington and the Rangers, and then I'm in Pittsburgh for the Detroit Red Wings, and then Chicago-Buffalo is on NBCSN later, and then we finish the day with the Boston Bruins out in San Jose. So we have an original six team in all four of the matchups that
cool.
day. It's pretty exciting, and there are an awful lot of stories told about American-born players or coaches or just hockey in America. So it's a fun day for all of us, more to sit and watch what goes on in the intermissions as much as to what goes on the ice.
You know, as hockey comes back from this weird week, the scheduling thing is complex, and I don't envy the people that have to do it. But we're going to get into the stretch run here, and we rarely talk about the East Conference, the Eastern Conference here. Who are the powerhouses? We know Boston had a coaching change. We know Montreal had a coaching change. We know Washington's running away with it. But who else do we have to be concerned with in the East?
I think you mentioned the key team. If they can get through Pittsburgh, then Washington is your odds-on favorite, I think, based on the regular season. It's always a dangerous thing to do. They kept most of their team together. They're fewest goals against in the league. They're near the top in goals for. Their special teams are the best. And they seem primed this year to have learned again from what happened against Pittsburgh in the second round last year. But if you take the Metropolitan, you have to think that Pittsburgh and the Rangers and Columbus, the dark horse of Washington. But the team that I'm most focused on, I think, is Washington. I think that this is really their year to do it.
Yeah, they've been unbelievable. Their run of games, high-scoring games. They've outscored their opponents by 71 goals on the season. But then you look at the West and you see the Minnesota Wild, the team the Blackhawks are chasing and a team the Blackhawks are going to see, I believe, coming week when they come out of this break. They're going to play on Tuesday night at Minnesota, and they just won up their a couple of weeks ago, but boy, Minnesota, Doc, has been amazing ever since right around the 1st of December.
Yeah, they made a coaching change over the summer, and Bruce Boudreau, who had been in Anaheim, I think he and Claude Julien combined were out of work for a total of 8 days. That's the two guys combined, because Julien was fired in Boston right away, taken in Montreal, and Bruce was fired off in the seventh game loss out in Anaheim, another seventh game loss, and wound up in Minnesota. They've been really good, but when you consider that Dave scored the goal in overtime a week ago Wednesday in Minnesota, and that got the Blackhawks to within five. And then they went on and won two more games, and so did the Wild. And you think, okay, so it's a five-point deficit. Now we're going on vacation for 5 days. What will it be when we come back? Well, Minnesota plays Dallas tonight. The deficit is still five. And after tonight, they are even in games remaining. Both have 25 to go. So despite being out of action, because they had such a tremendous road trip, they won five straight, five of the six that they played on the road. They're still in a great position. And beneath them, 10 points to St. Louis in third place. They're in a position where they can experiment. They got Roosevelt back off the IR, so they're fairly healthy. They can experiment with line combinations if they feel like they want to. They can do something between now and the trade deadline if they can find room on the salary cap and they feel like they want to. They're in a position that I know Coach Q would not want to be heard as comfortable, but it's better than most teams have in this league right now.
Doc, I know you get uncomfortable when you get the pat on the back, but you really made the day last week of a young man named Evan Pivnik when you called the Bowling Green game with him. The reviews are in. He said, it was great to work with the preeminent American hockey announcer of this century. Unbelievable, really fun, and cool.
Doc, it was a lot of fun.
Doc is cool.
He said it was the best day of his life.
You go back to your old roots at Bowling Green in the same old rink, and you're at the top row like you were as a grad student 44 years ago when you were just hoping to get into this as a career. Evan was terrific. He did the first and third, and just like when in my college days, I got to do the second period. So I left Bowling Green after 2 years with 40 periods of experience. And my first, so it was okay.
Before
I wish they would have offered me two tickets on Andrea's next trip to Athens. I would like gone.
You're going to be my guest. Next trip, Doc, okay. You and me.
Because Doc all is right. Such a good fan of WGN, here's what we're going to do. The seventh caller who calls 312-981-7200 gets their pick of anything on the prize list in honor of Doc, because Doc knows everything that went on the show today.
He's the best.
And every day. All right, Doc, before we let you go, how are the dogs?
The dogs are great. And so far, the vet bills are down, so that's a good sign.
Good.
And the last we heard from the horses, my wife just loves horses. And when I left home, we had six. So I'm hoping when I get back home, it's still six. But it's a joyous existence, and I count myself very blessed. And my appearance today was with the express written consent of Major League.
That may have been the highlight of the day outside of talking to you. I do think MLB needs to clear everything. It's a great Doc Emmerich. See him on Hockey Day and Night in America on Sunday, and the Blackhawks get ready for the stretch run. So we'll see you at the Madhouse. Thank you, my friend.
Best of that granddaughter of yours.
All right, you got it. There you go. I'm sending pictures all the time of Abigail Grace. So,
and I'm sure he appreciates that.
Well, listen, yesterday I did an appearance at a high school.
Oh,
high school radio station.
By the way,
it was good, but all the kids wanted to see pictures of Abigail Grace.
Is that true?
Well, I said, do you want to see pictures of Abigail Grace? And I said, if you do, I'll show them to you, as I was taking my phone out and showing them pictures of Abigail Grace. It's 9:22. Back after this on 720 WGN.